It's TechBiter Worldwide with Bill Blinn. The latest on programs and policies, helpful hints, and a bit of occasional nonsense. All in more or less plain English.
Podcast number 877 for the 12th of April, 2024. This week, Romania-based security company Bitdefender offers a comprehensive protective suite for Windows and also for macOS computers, as well as iOS and Android phones. The package includes enough licenses for all devices used by everyone in the family. Well, everyone unless you have an exceptionally large family or everyone has five or six devices. In short circuits, your internet service provider would like you to continue renting a modem from them, but there are good reasons to buy your own, and cost is just one of the reasons. Scam offers appear like clockwork every couple of months for counterfeit U.S. postage stamps, and these are often shipped from China, and Facebook seemingly can't or won't do anything to stop them. Romanian security company Bitdefender offers protective applications for Windows and macOS computers, as well as for Android and iOS mobile devices. The company's licensing method uses a single annual fee for five devices, or for a few dollars more, 10 or even 15 devices. I had tried Bitdefender 15 or 20 years ago and found that, like many protective applications, it had a significant impact on performance. I have depended on Microsoft's built-in Windows Defender since about 2015, and free versions of various antivirus programs on my macOS computer, iPad, and Android phone. Bitdefender has attractively priced solutions for all of those devices, so I signed up for a one-year program. Protection for up to 10 devices for about $75 following a 30-day free trial. That's the first-year price. On renewal, the price goes up to about $120, but that's still for up to 10 devices. Capabilities vary by platform, and the greatest functionality is for Windows computers. Real-time data protection, network threat protection, ransomware protection, vulnerability assessment, web attack prevention, and components to protect against phishing, fraud, and spam. Bitdefender can scan iOS devices and offer protection from web-based threats. Android devices are scanned for malware, apps are analyzed as they're being installed, and there are protections against web-based threats, scams, and theft. And among other protections, the macOS version safeguards Apple's Time Machine. Bitdefender requires at least Windows 7 with Service Pack 1, macOS Yosemite, which is 10.10 or later, iOS version 11.2 or later, and Android 5 or later. The scam alert and app analysis functions require at least Android 6, so that's good news for users who aren't running the latest versions of their operating systems. The current versions are Windows 11, macOS 14.4, iOS version 17, and Android version 15. The installation process is worth noting. After purchasing a license or starting the 30-day trial, log into your account and choose Install on another device. That terminology is a bit confusing because you'll choose that option even if you're planning to install it on the current device. This opens another window where you choose to download the application to the current device or send a download link to another device using email or SMS messaging. I use the SMS option to install Bitdefender on my older daughter's phone. The user interface is clear. Four primary tabs: dashboard, protection, privacy, and utilities. That's in addition to tabs for notifications and settings. The dashboard tab shows any current warnings or notes that the system is safe. The top panel is used to promote extra cost add-ons such as the password manager. The protection tab is where features can be enabled or disabled. Additional panels open for some functions, such as antivirus scans and advanced threat defense. The privacy tab is where you can use Bitdefender's SafePay feature, enable the included but very limited virtual private network, or start a free trial of the extra cost password manager. For full VPN features, users need to sign up for the extra cost VPN option. The Utilities tab includes anti-theft measures, an optimizer function, a profile utility that fits protection to your needs, and a file shredder that can be used to delete files permanently. There's also a notifications tab that displays information about threats that have been identified and dealt with. And the settings tab is where you can lock Bitdefender with a password, add security information to the desktop, change the application's interface language, enable or disable sending information to Bitdefender, set up a proxy server, and set the frequency Bitdefender uses to look for updates. Bitdefender will replace Microsoft's firewall with its own firewall. Unless you understand what a firewall is intended to do and how to set exceptions, it's probably better not to mess with the settings. The firewall seems to be well balanced between missing threats and creating too many false alarms. I have ignored Bitdefender's free built-in virtual private network because it is limited to 200 megabytes of data per device per day. That's not very much, and the main point of the free VPN is to convince users to spend another $70 a year for their full VPN. If you're already using a VPN, there's little point in looking into this option. Likewise, the password manager, which costs another $30 per year per account. If you already have a password manager, there's little reason to consider switching. Those with children in the home may want to take a look at parental controls, a feature that's included in the Total Security website. Parental control administration is done from the Bitdefender Central website, not from the app on any device. Bitdefender includes two browser extensions. The anti-tracker extension is installed with the security suite on Firefox and most browsers that are powered by Chrome. The second extension isn't installed by default, but it is available for Firefox and Chrome-based browsers. Total Defense Traffic Light is free, and it can be installed on your browser with or without Bitdefender. Although it's not part of the protective suite and is available for free, the Scam.io chatbot can analyze a screenshot or an image, a link, a QR code, or text from an email or instant message. The functionality is built in when Bitdefender is running on a mobile phone, but you have to grant it permission to read all of your text messages. When you want to delete a file so that it cannot be recovered, use Bitdefender's file shredder. But use it with caution, because the technique performs so many writes that it can shorten the life of a solid-state drive. So generally, you'll want to reserve file shredder for data on a hard disk drive. Overall, Bitdefender has little effect on machine performance. When it automatically updates itself, if you set it to do that, you will see a warning that the computer is unprotected for a few seconds. During that period, Microsoft Defender steps in until Bitdefender is running again. For more information, or to start a 30-day free trial, visit the Bitdefender website. You'll find a link on the TechBiter Worldwide website, www.techbiter.com. If you find these podcasts useful, and I hope you do, might you consider a donation? There are no ads here, and support from listeners is the sole source of income. It's easy. Just visit the website and click the donate button near the top of any page. You can make a one-time donation or schedule a repeating donation every month. I thank you. And so does the cat. Short Circuits, the company that provides your internet service, would like you to rent a modem from them. The telephone company used to work that way too. People couldn't own phones in the United States until the 1980s. Every month, in addition to paying for telephone service and long-distance calls, remember paying for long-distance calls? Consumers also had to pay for the phone itself. It took an order from the Federal Communications Commission to change that as of January 1st, 1983. Today, most people have mobile phones, and many now have no landline phones at all. Unless you opt to use a 5G wireless plan for internet service, you still need a modem, though. But you don't need to spend $15 a month to rent the modem when you can buy a modem for about $100. So the modem will then be free after about 7 months. If you buy a modem, make sure it complies with DOCSIS 3.1 standards. DOCSIS is the acronym for Data Over Cable Service Interface Specification, and it specifies, among other things, how fast the modem is. Version 4.0 technology is available now in some high-priced combination router modems, but you'll want that technology only for connections at speeds of 1 gigabit per second or faster, and only if those speeds are supported by your provider. So don't expect widespread support for DOCSIS 4 devices until 2025 or later, probably much later. We purchased a Motorola MB8600 DOCSIS 3.1 modem in September 2021, cost about $150, so our free modem began in July of 2022, and we will have saved $360 as of July in this year. Many service providers advertise free modems for the first year or two of service, so if you're looking to maximize your savings, take the provider's modem until the end of the free period, then buy your own. Larger providers make it relatively easy to use your own modem. Previously, customers who installed a modem had to call the provider and have tech support activate it. Perhaps the providers figured out that this was costing them too much money, and many now allow users to activate cable modems online and, if needed, reset the modem, also online without tech support. My provider, BreezeLine, provides an online troubleshooting guide. So now you're wondering how to use the troubleshooting guide or reset the modem if the modem isn't working because it needs to be reset, aren't you? Good question. Use your internet service provider's phone app. You can read it there. Some cable modems have a built-in router and include Wi-Fi. That was true of the Technicolor GCA4234 modem that BreezeLine provided. It was still Wide Open West at that time. I already had a router, so I didn't need Wi-Fi in the modem. If you don't have a separate Wi-Fi router, you will need to buy a modem that includes a router, or buy a separate router. Saving money isn't the only reason to provide your own modem and router, though. The device the ISP provides may not offer the latest technology. When a customer returns a modem because they've signed up with another service, moved to a new location, or exchanged a faulty device for a new one, the ISP will quickly inspect it. If it seems to be working, it'll be reset to factory standards and eventually sent out to a new user. If it's not working, it may be repaired, tested briefly, and then sent out to a new user. The modem or combination modem router that you buy will be new and fully under your control. The hardware provided by internet service providers is usually adequate, but when you provide your own hardware, you can ensure that it has the features you want. This might mean a combination device that supports Wi-Fi 6, or one that has built-in enhanced security features. Or it could be a device with advanced bandwidth management to ensure that streaming video doesn't stutter and serious online gamers don't have to deal with lags. Renting hardware from the ISP is easy, but buying your own can result in better service and lower costs. I have a question. Unfortunately, it doesn't have a reasonable answer. Every few months, Facebook is inundated with scam ads for discounts on U.S. postage stamps. Hint here, the U.S. Postal Service does not run sales. Ever. The price of a stamp is the price. Period. So why do people fall for this nonsense? And better, why does Facebook allow it? All right, that's two questions, and one might actually have a reasonable answer. The other, if it has an answer at all, isn't anything I'd consider reasonable. You'll see some example ads on the TechBiter Worldwide website, and these often appear in groups, maybe a dozen or more in a single day from a variety of accounts. Does Elizabeth Bob sell postage stamps? How about Amazon U.S. Postage Stamps for Sale, which is not associated in any way with Amazon.com? Or maybe Postage Stamps for Sale Online. Do any of those say USPS? They are fraudulent. They're offering 100 Forever stamps for $14, but the same ad also offers 100 Forever stamps for $29. How does that work? If an offer seems too good to be true, it probably is. Very old saying, very much true. So how can these places charge 14 cents or maybe 29 cents for stamps that they paid 68 cents to buy and include free shipping too? Easy answer. They can't. If you make a purchase, one of two things will happen. You'll pay for the stamps and never receive anything, or you'll receive counterfeit postage stamps. So you pay. You receive your phony stamps, and you use them. What happens next? Perhaps one need not say that scanning software used by the post office can detect fraudulent stamps. As the USPS says on its website, and I quote here, the Postal Service determines that postage is counterfeit utilizing several methods and indicators. The Postal Service cannot discuss these methods, indicators, or security enhancements. Revealing this information would lead to misuse of the information and enable the creation of counterfeit postage. Mail with counterfeit postage is not delivered, and you or the intended recipient may receive a message from the post office that says the package associated with this tracking number was found to bear counterfeit postage and is now considered Postal Service property under USPS regulations and will not be delivered. You are encouraged to contact the sender or merchant or your credit card company, as applicable, to seek a refund or other available recourse. Or the message might say, your item has been seized by law enforcement due to counterfeit postage. Please contact the merchant or seller to request a refund. Presumably, those who use a lot of scam stamps will eventually be identified, charged, and prosecuted. Meanwhile, the scam postage advertisers, many of whom are in China, continue advertising on Facebook. So, my questions, why do people fall for this nonsense, and why does Facebook allow it? Well, we'll start with the why people fall for this nonsense. Albert Einstein supposedly said, only two things are infinite, the universe and human stupidity, and I'm not sure about the former. Quotations are tricky. Abraham Lincoln, for example, warns us not to believe everything we read on the internet. But whether Einstein said it or not, human stupidity does seem to be infinite. And yes, that was the question with the easy, logical answer. Next question, why does Facebook allow it? Well, it's pretty clear that Facebook prioritizes revenue over safety. Users don't pay a Facebook subscription fee, so the primary revenue source is advertising. Scammers exploit this by creating deceptive ads that target vulnerable users. Facebook does offer ways for users to report false ads, but whatever the company does to quash the scammers is ineffective because false and misleading advertisements thrive. Does that answer seem logical? History is littered with the bones of companies that thought they could do whatever they wanted. It may surprise Meta's management to learn one day that if somebody builds a better Facebook, one that actually takes seriously the safety and security of its users, Facebook could turn in to Failbook. And that is what makes Facebook's answer to that question so illogical. Thanks for listening to TechBiter Worldwide. I'm Bill Blinn. There's more on the website, techbiter.com, and if you have a question or a comment, use the contact link you'll find there. Stop by again next week for another session.